The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want you to know that turnaround is for everyone. If you are at the top, you can enjoy a better top. Hallelujah. There's always a better place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, if you enter some car, if you have a car, you may think that that's the best car. But when you enter some other car, you will discover that there are levels of car. I entered one of recent. I said, yes, this is another level of car. Praise the Lord. You see, when you see the car, you will know this is another level of car. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many of us don't understand. The way you are looking at me, you don't understand. Praise the Lord. God is taking you to another level. There can always be a better you. If you are praying for 1 hour now, there can be a better you in the place of prayer. That will be 2 hours. If you are doing 2 hours, there can be a better you that will be 4 hours. Hallelujah. If you are studying one chapter, there can be a better you that will be taking 5 chapters. Hallelujah. If you are someone that doesn't evangelize at all, there can be a better you that your life is an evangelism on its own. If you have experienced one testimony and you are so comfortable with it and you are celebrating it, there can be greater testimony. Hallelujah. And that is the plan of God for every one of us. That is His plan for you. And you are experiencing it this month in the name of Jesus. Please, this year, God is set to take us to another level. So, when word comes from the servant of God, like the theme of the month, don't take it casually. You see, what you fight for is what you get. Don't take it casually and just say, turn around. That is just turn around. Don't take it casually. Be forceful about it. Be forceful about it. Take it. Don't play around with it. Hallelujah. And you will see the month delivering to you the full manifestation of the theme of that month. Praise the Lord. Important fact about turnaround experience. Number one, God destined that things must always turn around for us positively. That is the plan of God for you. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as that may be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. It is the plan of God that you enjoy abundance, not lack. Praise the Lord. Number two, if those who are not born again are advancing, then we must do what? Advance better. Praise the Lord. There cannot be a better person than you in your chosen field. You must always increase. Praise the Lord. Those that are not born again are doing well in a particular profession and you're also in that same profession and you are struggling. Something is wrong. You must always advance. Number three, the word of God is our sure tool for our turnaround. The word of God is the sure tool for our turnaround. How many of us know the sure tool for you to remove the flat tire of a vehicle? What's the sure tool? Jack, God bless you, man. It is not big bicep or big chest. You will try it, you won't be able to lift the car. But when you bring that small tool, the jack, the wheel spanner, you bring them together. No matter how big the vehicle is, you see the vehicle going up. There is always a tool that takes someone to another level. And that tool for us at this moment is the word of God. Say the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your turnaround is sure when you know the right application of the right tool. You can have the tool, but when you don't know the right application of the tool is useless for you. Praise the Lord. There are some tools that you work with. Every profession has different tools. If I enter into the law court now, there's something they used to eat, the table. I don't know the name, sir. Pastor? Gavel. If you give me a gavel now, I would think it's a mallet or it's an hammer. But when you see a learned person, that he or she knows that this is a symbol of authority by the magistrate or the judge. Bah! When they eat it, that's over. But for me and you, it doesn't make any meaning. what's the meaning of me eating something on the table? And I said, it doesn't make meaning. The right knowledge of the right tool is what makes you to enjoy the benefit that is in that tool. So to understand the word of God, you must know it and you must understand how to apply it. And that leads us to important facts about the Bible. The Bible is such an interesting book. Can I see you waving your Bible? I want to see how many of us has Bible in church this evening. Don't wave your phone. Your phone is not the Bible. Hallelujah. I can see somebody trying to lift up the phone. This is the Bible. Praise the Lord. Important fact about the Bible. The Bible is the most valuable book of all times. The most valuable book of all time. I want you to know that the Bible sells more than any book that has ever been written by any man, living or dead. It has been estimated that over 100 million copies of the Bible is sold every year. 100 million every year. There is no book that has ever come near it and that will ever be near it and that can ever be near it. Hallelujah. Because it is the word of God. Over 100 million copies every year. And can I shock you? This same book is the most stolen book. The most stolen book in history of mankind is the Bible. The book that people have stolen most is the Bible. Praise the Lord. And the book that people have fought against most is the Bible. Yet, that is the book. That is the thing for you and I. Praise the Lord. The solution of the problem of the entire universe is in the Word of God. So when you know it and you know the right application of it, you enjoy your turnaround. Hallelujah. Number two, it is the bestseller of all times. It is the bestseller of all times. You see, the text of the Bible was written over the course of over 1,500 thereabout years. Over 1,500 years from Genesis to Revelation. The last word in the beginning to the last word, amen. Now the last word in Revelation takes about 1,500 years. Hallelujah. And the Bible was written in three continents. Africa, Asia, and Europe. Three continents. There's no book that has this kind of resume. No book. Praise the Lord. It's to let you know how important, how valuable the Word of God is. Number three, it is used widely both by religious, secular organization, civilized society for their administration. And I want to add this to it. The greatest inventions that we ever had, all the great inventions that you ever had, they all find their root in the Bible. Every invention. Genetics finds its root in the Bible. It was first practiced by Father Jacob. Hallelujah. You know, there was a time that the people of the world believed that the earth is flat. Then somebody came and said the earth is circular. That person got inspiration from the book of Isaiah 40:22. It was in the Bible. The Bible has mentioned that the earth is circular, it's spherical. Praise the Lord. It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Can you see that? And the inhabitants thereof are grasshoppers that sitteth on the circle of the earth. Every scientific inventions find their root from the word of God. Praise the Lord. Long before science found out that the earth is suspended in the space, in the atmosphere, the Bible has spoken about it. In Job chapter 26, verse 7, the Bible spoke about it. Long before, praise the Lord, He stretched out the north over the empty space and hanged the earth upon what? Nothing. He hanged the earth upon nothing. Praise the Lord. So this word of God is so powerful. You want philosophy? Is there. You want economics? Is there. you want to know how to do spiritual warfare, is there. Everything is there. It's in the Bible. Number four, what we do with the word of God affects our destiny. How you handle the word of God affects your destiny. I said it earlier. If you have a tool and you don't know how to apply the tool is useless. But when you know how to apply the tool, the right tool, you discover that you enjoy life and tasks are made easy. Can I shock you? Every task of your life has its solution in the word of God. So how you handle, how you value the word of God determines how you live or how your destiny ends up in. Number five, the Bible is what gives us life to dominate, give us light to dominate in life and destiny. You know why? Because the light of the world, the light of the word of God, is what illuminates our path and our destiny. When you have the light of the word of God, you have the illumination of the Spirit of God, that you can dominate in life and rule in destiny. And I pray for someone this evening. May the light of the word of God shine abroad in your heart. In the name of Jesus. May it shine brighter. I said, may it shine brighter. As you study more, may it shine brighter. In the name of Jesus. It is a lack of the word of God, the light of the world, in a marriage. That is why the marriage is having crisis. It's because there's no light of the world. Either the wife or the husband or both of them are not setting the light of the world. It's so simple. Very simple. Just apply the principle. It is a lack of the light of the world that makes someone not to prosper. It's so simple. Seed time and harvest time shall never cease. Apply. Simple. You get your seed. Sow. But some people want to eat the seed and want to have the harvest. It's not possible. It is lack of the light of the world that makes someone not to, I will not give my life. The life that has a terminal end. And someone say, give your life so that I can give you eternal life. You say, I'm holding on to my life. I don't want your eternal life. It is because the light of the world has not come. Because what is the life? Life of every man as a terminal end. But Jesus said, accept me and I will give you my own life that is eternal. Say, no, I will not give. I want my life. Or some said, I want both. And it's not possible. You want to enjoy life? I'm still holding on to my life, but I want your life, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's the lack of the light. When you are sick and you have the light, the Bible says he has borne our infirmities. He was bruised for our sickness. When you have the light, it gives you direction. Praise the Lord. May the light of the word come into our hearts in Jesus' name. The Bible provides answer, number six. The Bible provides answer to all questions of life. Every questions of life. I've just spoken about that. The answers are in the word of God. The question of who do I marry is in the word of God. The question of how do I live my life is in the word of God. I'm struggling with something. It's in the word of God. Just search the right scripture for it and you get it, and that is it. Praise the Lord. I want transformation. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. Simple. You are fighting spiritual battle. It says, for we war against, not against flesh and blood, but against principality and power. So it means that you can't fight the battle with physical. It's simple, just the word. Every solution is there. Praise the Lord. Benefit of the word of God. Benefit of the word of God. But one is empowerment. Say empowerment. The word of God has many benefits. And we'll be looking at two of these benefits. Number one is the word of God is a medium of empowerment. The medium of empowerment. The word of God is so powerful John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if that is sure, it means when I have the Word of God, I have God. Can you see how powerful it is? And that is what made someone like Joseph not to fall into the trap of that woman. And that is why a young man of nowadays that doesn't have the Word, and a lady comes and opens her back, and the guy is shaking like jellyfish, because the Word is not there. There's no substance of the Word. I was talking to some young men this morning, and the guy said, when I saw the bag, I quickly turned my face. I said, it is because you have the Word. It's because you have the Spirit of God in you. That's what made you to turn your face quickly. If you don't have it, you say, eh, oh, more. See, fine girl. Before you know it, you are off. Fine girl will just find you to hell. Easy. The Word, it empowers you. It helps you. John chapter 6, verse 63. He said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The Word that I speak unto you, they are what? They are Spirit and they are life. These two things is what you need for empowerment. They are Spirit and they are life. The Word and the truth of it are the means of conveying the Spirit of God unto man. The Word is the means of God conveying His Spirit into you. Praise the Lord. The more of it you have, the more of the Spirit of God you manifest. Praise the Lord. That's why you see a Bible-believing Christian speaking in tongue and still behaving in a very way, funny way. It's because the Word is not there. Because it is the more of the Word that brings more of the Spirit of God, that conveys more of Him into you. Praise the Lord. There was a time, sometimes ago, my wife said, I did something. My wife said, and you're going to behave. You are behaving like Papa now. I said, yes. Because I relate with him almost on a daily basis. I said, you have started behaving like Papa. I said, yes, of course. Because I relate on a daily basis. So that there is no way that I won't have some traces. It must be there. If it's not there, then something is wrong. Something is wrong. Praise the Lord. So the more of the Word, the more you are empowered to carry God. And as the Spirit of illumination comes into you, the Word of God purifies you. That is sanctification. Into the heart of man. And this is what quickens the sinner out of the deeds of sin. The Word is the Spirit that gives life. The Word of God is the Spirit that gives life. That is why he said, the Word that I speak, they are Spirit and they are life. It is the Spirit, the Word of God, that is the Spirit that gives life. It is the savor of the life of Christ unto everyone that receive it with the help and the energy of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And that's what brings about the divine power of God manifesting in your life. That empowers you to do what an ordinary person cannot do. Praise the Lord. You see, every genuine encounter with the Word empowers you to do the impossible. Every genuine encounter empowers you to do the impossible. And you know, we are in a wicked, very wicked world. And the wickedness of the world is becoming more wicked. The habitation of the world is full of cruelty and wickedness. And it's becoming war more and more when 17, 16 years old are now doing rituals, killing people. 17 years! It's becoming more and more bad. And wicked people, wicked spirit is now moving all over to destroy life. And you are there sitting down. Like they would say in my place, tetere, you are just sitting there like that. If you don't have the Word of God in you, you cannot have the Spirit of God in you. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, there is no spirit that will lift up the standard against them. There won't be any standard that will be lifted. And that's why we shout blood of Jesus and nothing happens. It is not because the blood is not powerful, but because you carry not the spirit in the blood. Don't forget, in the blood is life. So you will need the word. Study to show thyself approved. Genuine encounter with the word is what gives you victory to dominate the forces of darkness. In this 3-day fast, sit down with the word. Sit down this month. Sit down with the word. Don't play around. Drop that phone. Drop it. Don't play around with the phone. They are good gadgets, but drop it. Close the TV. Sit down with the word. Study the word. Fill your spirit so that you can dominate. You see, this year, take things serious. I was listening to our father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, this morning, and he was charging the people. Was telling them, said, take things serious this year. Take things serious. Don't play around. The playmen of yesterday, the playboy of yesterday, they are playmen today. I've never seen a playboy becoming a great man. It doesn't work. Number two, the more the word you study, the more you are empowered to win the battles of life as a result of the light and the power of the word of God that is available unto you. Number two, healing power is in the word. Healing power. You see, the word of God has healing power, which is it makes you to be immune, not only to heal, but also immunize you to sicknesses and diseases. Immunize you. Not the kind of vaccine that we have now. You take the first dose, they say take another booster. You take the second booster, and the thing is still coming. They say, yeah, go and take third booster. You take third booster, then the thing is still coming. That's to tell you, to tell you that there is nothing. Science has failed. Just one small virus. Scatter the entire world, mesmerize science. All the professors who are jittery, they don't know what to do. Hallelujah. But those that know their God, they shall do what? They shall be strong. And they will do exploit. Our father in the Lord, Bishop Bidebo, was the first person to open my eyes to this thing and let me know that, look, this virus of it is nothing. I listened to one of his messages at the beginning of the whole thing. And the way he spoke about it, it made me to know. It's because there is something in him. If there is nothing, there's nothing to offer. Brethren, get into the world. You know, a few days ago, Papa was charging me and he spoke to me. He said, look, the more of the word you take, the less sickness can affect you. And me, I take every word that I hear, I take it very serious. So when I got back home, I started thinking. How many of us know that it's good for you to think? I sat down and I thought about it. Forgive me, I have a very analytical mind. When you tell me something, I want to analyze it. So I began to break it. And I discovered that it's very true. Every man in the Bible that walks by the word, they never fall sick. Did you hear anywhere in the Bible where they say Father Abraham was sick and Mother Abraham came to give him a bow and cover him with cloth and he was shaking? Eh? Did you read? You have read it before? Or King David fighting battles always. The man that knows the word will be immune. So soak in the word. Enough of chicken and peri-peri. Hit the word. Chicken and peri-peri can build biceps and muscles, but they will never fortify you. Let me shock you. The evil ones can conjure any sickness. I repeat, any sickness against someone. They don't need to inject you with the dose of the virus. They can conjure it spiritually. Things are spirit. Cancer is a spirit from the pit of hell. And that's why they can fire it at someone and the thing will manifest. you are there, you don't have any shield. You don't have any shield. You don't have anything to stand. My son, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20 to 22. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto who? Unto those that have found them, and health to all their flesh. I want you to know, when you receive the word, you will buy into the divine nature that establishes your dominion over every satanic assault. You buy into it. And it's so, that is why the devil does not want us to study the word. Can I tell you this? Evil imaginations are made subject to the thought of God, bringing down every imagination that is contrary. It is by the word of God. And every evil that a man does comes from imagination. Praise the Lord. They that seek after the flesh, the things of the spirit, can never make any meaning. And that is why the word of God is so important. Because it is the word of God that brings the power of the spirit of God into your life. The word of God grants us access to divine health and vitality. All our inheritance in Christ is locked up in the scripture. And health and healing is one of our heritage in Christ. If there's anyone that is sick, look for the scripture that talks about your health. Meditate on it. Digest it. Confess it. Speak it. Establish it. And you will see your healing coming to pass. Praise the Lord. I'll give you one funny testimony. It's funny, but it's real. I had a small puppy. I bought it, and it's quite expensive. So because it's expensive, I don't want to lose it. I've gotten one before that somebody dashed me, and it was also expensive, but it was a gift. And that one caught the same disease. I tried my possible best, took it to clinic and all that, but the puppy still died. I spent plenty of money, the thing died. But this one, because I bought it with money, and the money is not small money, so the thing became healed. The same sickness. And when I asked one of our brothers here to help me, they said, oh, Pastor, the thing is 50-50 at the clinic. This dog is 50, even if we treat, it's 50-50, it may die. And I've lost like two or three dogs to that particular illness. But because of the pain of the money, I remember the word. And I spoke to the dog. I said, you dog, you are not dying. In the name of Jesus, you are going to get well. You will grow big. And I will make money from you. In the name of Jesus. Every morning I will go there, I will confess the word. You are healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. If at the point I was contemplating giving communion, I said, you are healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. I prophesy health into you. Every morning, at night before I sleep, ask my wife, I will go there. It is well with you. I will speak in tongue a little bit. After 2 days, the thing jacked back to life. And he started eating. And he started growing faster. The word carries power. The first is a funny testimony, but it's real. Just this past month, 80% of dogs that catches that particular virus don't make it. But this one made it stronger by the reason of the word. So you can apply the word to any situation. You are feeling tired? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk, they will not faint. They will run, they will not be weary. You speak the word, you see that you receive the edge. But you know the problem? We don't study the word. What you don't study, you don't know. And that is why the power in the word is not made available. Brethren, I want you to know, Acts chapter 20, verse 32 says, "And now, brethren, I commit unto you God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." The word of his grace, build up, and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. It is the word of God that opens you up access to your inheritance and your heritage. Until the will is executed, the inheritance can never be accessed. When you execute the word of God, that is when you access the inheritance in Christ Jesus. My counsel to you this evening is make the studying of the word of God a daily habit. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that didn't know to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Number two, believe the word. Believe the word. Don't let anybody deceive you. Facts or science may tell you otherwise, but still believe the word. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. The Bible says, "Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things." There shall be a performance. Blessed is he that believe, she that believe, because there shall be a performance. Number three is meditate on the word daily. "And this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, for thou shalt meditate therein daily, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. As a student, if I know this, as a student, I will do better." Know the word. Let the light of the word come alive in you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. "And as you do this, may you receive victory in life, and may total turnaround testimony be yours in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.